Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From marrying the Beckhams to a travelling dog, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie's with us in studio to tell us about the stories that, well, I definitely missed that during the week. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy Bank Holiday Friday.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It feels like it's not a bank holiday weekend. I think it's come on me too soon or
really?
Something. Yeah.
No, it very much feels like a bank holiday for me. Deserves a quiet night.
Well, you might be able to do some night swimming on the Shannon or beside the Shannon now. This is very cool and I really hope to get the weather for it this summer because there's a new pool on the River Shannon in Banagher, which borders Galway and Offaly. It was officially opened last week and locals are just getting back now to have a look at it. It cost 800 grand to build and construction began last July. So in fairness, it only took them less than a year to get this constructed. Now, it's not heated, unfortunately. I quite enjoy a heated pool. I would
like a, you're like me.
Yeah, a cold pool. And I'm certainly not going sea swimming either, I can tell you. It's been described as one of the town's largest attractions for tourism. And the pool is basically just picture it sits alongside the River Shannon. There's also picnic areas and lounge chairs, as well as a wraparound dock and some shelters to get changed.
It's a brilliant
in.
Idea.
It is. Now, the next thing we need is lifeguards for it.
Yeah.
The next step, they say, is to secure lifeguards for the warmer days of the summer when it's going to be very busy. But in good news, apparently there's money in the Galway County Council budget for that. If you're interested, use of the pool is open to all. It's free of charge as well and it looks really great. And given that so many people aren't going abroad this summer, maybe we'll all be on our holidays in Banagher.
Yeah, it's funny, we were only talking about the lack of public pools across the country here in Lunchtime Live earlier this week. So this is good news for people, as you said, not just in Offaly, but it's the border with Galway
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, yeah, just not heated is the only thing, so be prepared for that. But you have the country's sea swimming.
Ah, yeah, sure. Yeah, no bother to them. What's happening in Kildare this week?
Well, us Kildare people, as you know, are very resourceful. And it turns out our Kildare cats are quite resourceful too. So the Enniscorthy Guardian has this brilliant story about a cat that had been missing for several weeks has made the 100 kilometre journey back home to Kildare after being found in Wexford. So basically, there was a hardware store in Enniscorthy called Smith's. Staff went in one morning and this cat came wandering up to them after accidentally getting locked into their yards overnight, right? So then they went to the Pet Depot store and they put up a picture on their Facebook page. People reckoned that the cat had been wandering kind of nearby or was from the nearby area. They asked around and no one knew who the owner of the cat was. The cat was very comical and well behaved, apparently, and had a good routine. So they knew the cat had been well looked after. The appeal didn't work on Facebook, so then someone from Pet Depot went on to TikTok, stuck up a video of the cat on TikTok, and then a woman in Kildare got in touch to say, this looks like my cat. And the cat in the photo is called Kiki, who'd been missing for 3 weeks. Now, they thought, this is great, a local cat has been found. Then it turned out that Kiki was from Kildare, had the same nicks in her ear, so the owner knew it was her.
Yeah.
So now you're wondering, how does a cat in Kildare end up in Wexford? Well, they reckon, they're not sure of this, but the house that Kiki lives in Kildare is beside an Aldi. And they reckon that she jumped onto the delivery truck and went on her holidays to the sunny southeast. And the message from all of this is, never give up hope if you lose one of your pets.
Yeah,
because you never know.
Very true. Yeah. And also, you know, one of the good benefits of social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And TikTok. I may get on it now.
Now, what's the connection with the Beckhams and Cork this week?
Well, I never knew this. So the retiring Bishop of Cork, Cloyne and Dross, Paul Colton, married David and Victoria Beckham. And he still keeps in contact with the famous couple.
Well, they got married Luttrellstown, wasn't
it? Yes, in 1999. And apparently when the 25th anniversary of the wedding came around in 2024, they sent the bishop flowers to say,
aww,
thank you very much.
That was very decent of them.
It was, yeah. So the Echo sat down with the bishop this week. They say Bishop Colton made headlines in 1999 when he married Posh and Becks in, as you say, Luttrellstown Castle in Dublin. And he says, on and off over the years, David and Victoria have kept in touch with him and he's actually been over to visit them
Stop.
As well. So they're really good friends. And he said, on their 25th anniversary in 2024, they sent me flowers, which I thought was a lovely touch.
Yeah.
He was asked about reflecting on the day itself, and he says he was just doing his job as a local priest. He was based in Dublin at the time. I officiated at the ceremony, and he just said they happen to have a bigger budget than other couples who get married.
when you leave the wedding gift,
yes.
I wonder how much they left.
Oh yeah, exactly. He also reminds us that they had a baby, and he told them to bring Brooklyn to the wedding, and they did. Oh. So now maybe the bishop could intervene between Brooklyn and the parents.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Get them back talking.
Let him be the mediator.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him! There's a bat! Get a bat!
Look at the bat!
Get a bat out of the house! Mom, will you get out? Derry, will you catch him?
He ate me.
Oh! Oh,
oh, the Flemix. We had them on the show there when we were down in Kerry for the ahead of the Oscars with Jesse Buckley.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
This is Tyke Fleming, your pal, and his dad, Derry, who got worldwide fame with that video of the bat in their house in Kerry. Tyke could be about to get a lot more famous worldwide. So he, according to the Kerry man, is in the running to be the only Irish representative in a new season of a hit Amazon show. So the programme is called Beast Games. I actually only got Amazon Prime last week, so I'm not familiar with this at all. And the show is hosted by the YouTube megastar Mr. Beast. Are you familiar with his work?
No.
This is, we're too old for him, I think.
Yeah.
Right, he's massive. So he has 480 million subscribers on YouTube. This guy's huge. He's a billionaire. And he's come up with this idea for a reality show that sees contestants competing. And do you know what the prize is? $5 million.
Stop.
If you win. And the new season of the show called Beast Games is being billed as country versus country format. So you have one person from each country competing, and it could be Tyke Fleming, who's the Irish representative. There is a live vote happening right now to see who will represent Ireland, and the vote is only open until today. So if you're a fan of Tyke, you need to get voting today. And I'm told anyone who's watched either of the first two seasons of the show, it can be a physically and emotionally draining game. But then I was reminded Tyke would be well able, because he did Hell Week on RTE.
Oh, that's right, he did.
So he'd be fit enough, you know, he'd be able for it. He says if he does get to meet Mr. Beast, he's going to bring him over a Kerry jersey.
Yeah, he'll need to bring the Kerry accent as well, of course. Amazon Prime will be a treat.
Will they understand it? Yeah.
Yeah, fair play to him. That's terrific. What about this one, finally?
Hold me like you'll never let me go, because I'm
Well, this is my heartwarming story of the week, and it's about a dog who lived in a shelter and now travels the world. It's
such X Factor story. Love
gorgeous, gorgeous. You're very cynical. This is a lovely story. So Clare Animal Welfare have issued a heartwarming update on one of their former rescue dogs who's now travelling the world with his forever family. The dog is called Buddy, gorgeous dog, a collie setter cross, and Buddy needed quite a peaceful rural home with no other dogs and no children. Someone adopted him. That didn't work out. He ended up back in the shelter. However, 4 months ago, we're told Buddy struck gold because Elaine and Marco adopted him, and they've given him the best life since. So now the once nervous dog has ticked off travelling around Europe with his owners, and we've pictures of him posing by the famous Ponte Vecchio Bridge in Florence in Italy,
right.
If anyone knows it. There's a picture of him under the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and Buddy has travelled through France, Austria, Italy, Slovenia and Croatia, where his dad Marco is from. Actually, we're all a bit jealous of Buddy here with
Absolutely.
The amount of travel he's done. And here's the gas part. Buddy used to be terrified of getting into a car and now he travels the world. So can we say big well done to Elaine and Marco for giving Buddy the best life for the best boy.
Good stuff. Loads of stories from around the country that people just might have missed this week. Any plans for your bank holiday?
I am hightailing it after this lot to back home to Nace. We're celebrating Punchestown, obviously.
Oh, you're going, are you?
Yes, well, I'm not going today. I'm hopefully going tomorrow, but I live a stone's throw from Punchestown, so it's hard not to celebrate it.
Yeah.
So I'll be out this evening celebrating.
Yeah. What are you celebrating?
The fact that the Punchestown, it's Ladies' Day. Punchestown is on.
But you're not going to it, like.
No, I'll go tomorrow. But I'm allowed to go out in Ace anyway.
Oh, yeah. But it's nothing to do with Punchestown,
well,
races.
It's Ladies' Day. It's the big day. It's the big night to go out.
Oh, you're hilarious. please.
You know we don't need much excuse.
No, you. Well, it's good. You do, typically. Yeah. I'm going home to Donegal for a bit of R&R.
You won't be working then?
Yeah, no, I'm
okay.
not. No,
rest
no,
up.
No, no. I'm doing absolutely sweet nothing.
Good idea.
Enjoy your bank holiday weekend. Shane will be back. Breakfast briefing, 6 bells on Tuesday morning.
Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.